old digital tape recorder fired up. So life in the First District of Michigan has suddenly changed drastically. Tell me what's going on.
Well, there's been a, for the last while, there's been a growth on the grassroots. People are beginning more and more active. Of course, the Tea Party movement, which I consider myself part of that, has been across the district, has been active, but also just Republican parties in the counties are becoming more and more active, and people are looking to become more and more active and joining, trying to recognize and recognizing that an individual can't do as much as a group, so that people are becoming more and more involved. We're seeing lots of activity in candidates.
Okay, but Jeff, let me interrupt here.
Sure.
I know the Tea Party movement's really going viral is a big thing, but what I'm trying to get at is since Bart Stupak flipped and gave Obama the votes he needed to pass Obamacare, you told me what's been happening.
Well, I've been getting lots of emails within the district, but also outside the district, and people looking for information on who's running against Bart Stupak. And so we're just starting to see the ball rolling here, and people are mad. Bart has been, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but Representative Stupak has been up here in town meetings. I mean, I've heard him say that he's going to say no, no, no to this. And now that he gets an executive order from the president, who is pretty far from a pro-life person, and to believe that by giving him an executive order that somehow this is going to flip his vote, where I get upset about is that we're, even though the executive order has some power to it, it's something that a president can change immediately. The Congress itself can vote against it, I'm sure. And so I think he's flipped without without standing. He hadn't stood firm and got a definite no to support of the Hyde Amendment.
Got it. So, do you think? I mean, Stupak's been the congressman there since '93. Do you think you guys have a shot now?
Well, I think there's. I would say yes. There's the last time with the candidate that ran against Bart Stupak ran a good race. Got caught up in the two things. One is the incumbency. Bart Stupak raised. I'm just going from memory here. I would say he raised somewhere around $1.4 million. The candidate that ran against Bart in the 2008 campaign was a gentleman by the name of Tom Casperson, raised a little less than $250,000. Tom outraised Bart Stupak in the district, so he had Washington money supporting him, and now this. And of course, the Obama landslide in 2008. And so, what we're seeing now going into the 2010 cycle is a lot more interest in candidates. And we have, at this point, four candidates, and May 11th is the filing deadline. But like I say, at this point, we have four candidates already that have announced that they're all seeking signatures to run. And with that grassroots support and interest in putting together with what I would call at this point Bart Stupak's a reversal of his position, I think this gives us a one whale of a chance in November.
Of the four candidates who said they're going to try and they're out there raising the signatures they need, have any of them actually obtained enough signatures to qualify at this point?
I don't know that any of them have filed officially.
Okay.
But it's I want to say it's 1,000 signatures.
Yeah.
We have a little over 400,000 voters in the district, and so I'm saying that I'd have to check the number, but it's rough. It's something over 400,000.
Right.
So to get 1,000 signatures is not difficult.
All right.
I just but it's a process, and like I say, they got till May 11th to actually get the paperwork in.
And give me again, please, the names of those three other candidates other than Dan?
Dan Benacek. There's people that have said they're going to run, but like I say, haven't filed. One is Don Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R.
Yeah.
Linda Goldthorpe, G-O-L-D, then Thorpe with an E. And then the latest one is a gentleman named Tom Stillings, still with an I-N-G-S on the end.
Okay.
They all have, I think Don Hooper has a website. I believe they all have, Dan Benacek I don't think has a website yet, but the other three have websites. But Dan is definitely running.
All right. Okay, so Dan has a website, and you're not sure about the other three.
No, I don't think Dan has a website yet. If he does, it just came up.
He told me.
We've been out in meetings, and he just got home this afternoon.
Okay.
But I believe the other three have websites up.
All right.
But if you have any particular questions, I can,
I just shot you an email hoping to get background information on the three candidates, so I appreciate you giving me that info, okay?
Yeah, four candidates, right?
Four, I meant. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, you're welcome, and I'll probably be tomorrow morning, I'll get back to you.
That'll be fine.
Okay, real good.
Thanks, Mr. Lamb. You bet. Bye.